Shine On here on CITR. And the theme that I'm going with this week is going to be some cool albums that have come out this year in 2014. So hopefully you'll get to hear some new music and some stuff that you could like, possibly. And we're going to kick it off with a really cool band here out of Vancouver, and they're called Mode Modern. And the song is Strangle the Shadows.
We'll be right back. filthy.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Hello, hello. So the first song that we heard there was by a band called Mode Modern, and they are a local Vancouver band. And that was their brand new album called Occult Delight. And that's a really great album. I haven't heard all of it, but from the few songs that I have gotten to listen to, they're all really, really great. So definitely check that one out. And then the song that we were just listening to there was called Made Up My Mind by the band Mounties, and they're also a Canadian band. And that was their brand new album called Thrash Rock Legacy. And that's actually the only song that I've heard off of that album so far, but I'm definitely going to check it out when I get the chance, because, yeah, that song's pretty rad. That band is known for their big song that they had called Headphones. I don't know, I think that was like a year or two ago. Yeah, really great band. And coming up next, we're going to listen to a really cool guy named Kevin Drew. And he's out of Toronto, and he's actually one of the co-founders of the band Broken Social Scene. And yeah, they're obviously a pretty well-known band, and this is his solo work. And he just released a brand new album as well this year, and it's called Darlings, and it's gotten a lot of raves. For sure. I've heard a lot of people talking about it, and so I wanted to check it out. And this song is pretty much awesome. It's called Good Sex. And again, this is Kevin Drew on CITR.
Mexican after show party. Do you wanna see how they kind of take it slow? How about we go to the Mexican after show party? Mexican after show parties. Did you just hear about romance? So let's go to the Mexican after show party. You can say that I'm your man. But I don't want to fight at the Mexican after show party. Don't want to fight with the man that I am.
I would like to apologize, everyone. That was not the song Good Sex, but it was a song called Mexican After Show Party, and that was still off of the same album, so it does the same thing. It's also a great song. But yes, that was not Good Sex. That was Mexican After Show Party. And again, that was off of his album Darlings, which just came out. So now we're going to listen to a band called Wake Owl, and after that, a band called The Wet Secrets. So thanks for tuning in to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
My love has never been seen. I ain't got what you need. you need. I'm full of myself on me. I ain't got what you need. My love has never been seen. I ain't got what you need. I'm full of myself on me. I ain't got what you need. My love has never been seen.
What you like to do if the sun is up?
On Thursday, June 12th at the Rickshaw Theater, Vancouver-based Destroyer performs solo in support of his latest EP, Five Spanish Songs, available through Merge Records and Dead Ocean Records.
Dale que toma, toma que dale, baila y que se marchen las mañanas.
Featuring special guest Blackout Beach. Tickets are available at Northern Tickets, Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, or online at northerntickets.com. For more information, go to destroyersongs.com.
A trip, a summer thing.
And welcome back, everyone. I hope you're enjoying it so far. So the bands that we just heard, the first one there was Wake Owl, and that was the song Candy off of their brand new as well as debut album called The Private World of Paradise. And yeah, they are really awesome. I'm really digging them. I just got into them just really, really recently, but that album is awesome. It's so good. Check it out. They're a really cool band out of a mixture between Portland and Vancouver, so some pretty rad places. And then after that, we heard The Wet Secrets with the song Floating in the Sky, and that was off of their brand new album, Free Candy. Always good. So I hope everyone had a great long weekend. Enjoyed some Easter or maybe 420 activities, and yeah, I just hope that, you know, you got to do some cool stuff. I'm just kind of recovering at the moment. I went to Whistler for the weekend and got two full days of skiing in, which was awesome. Last Whistler trip of the season for sure for me, so that was really good. And yeah, it kind of took it out of me, but I'm back in Vancouver now. I'm like ready to focus on all my exams, so it should be good. And speaking of that, I hope that everyone's doing really well on their exams and pushing through. I know some of you are already done, and some, like myself, still have quite a few exams to go, but it's okay. We'll get through it together. We're almost done. Literally like a week and a half left to go, so we can do it. Coming up next, I'm very, very happy to play this. This is one of my all-time favorite girl bands called Warpaint. I play them all the time. You guys probably know this. But they're a band out of LA, and they just released a self-titled album, so obviously called Warpaint. And honestly, every song off the album is incredible. I love them so much. And also, check out this video if you haven't already. This is the song Discovery, and if you do see this video, you'll understand why I have so much love for these girls. They're so rad, just so cool, and an awesome sound. So let's listen to Warpaint, Discovery.
Yeah. You've ate here before. Community Eats is back for the summer.
We are your local food co-op.
We are your volunteer opportunity.
We are your meeting place.
We are your nutritious Friday lunch.
We are sustainability.
We are community.
Eats every Friday.
Come by with a reusable container, donate, and tell us what community means to you. Friday, 11:30 to 3 p.m. Food, fun, friends.
Alrighty, so we were listening to the awesome band Warpaint out of L.A. there, and that was their song Discovery off of their new album, self-titled. And then just now we were listening to a really nice mellow band from Brooklyn, New York, and they're called Real Estate. And that was the song Talking Backwards off of their brand new album, Atlas. And I've listened to a bunch of Real Estate's older music, and it's all really great. So I'm looking forward to listening to this full album. Should be really good. So, as I said, I was in Whistler this weekend. It was a great time. There was a ton happening. There's the Big Air finals, which was so cool. It was like, it was just this massive, massive jump that they had built basically right in the village. And just people getting crazy air. And it was incredible to watch. It was so much fun. And then just the regular Whistler debauchery, of course. What else do you expect? But on Sunday, it was 420. But Sunday, the Wailers, as in Bob Marley and the Wailers, played in Whistler, free outdoor concert. It was incredible. It was so good. They honestly sounded just like all of Bob Marley's old stuff. Like, they were playing it so well. It was just awesome. So that was really, really cool to see. Just like highlight of the weekend. And some other stuff that you should check out. I'm also going to be going to the Biltmore this Thursday. There's going to be three bands playing, all local, of course. There's going to be Animal Atlas, Rebel on a Mountain, and Creek. And again, that's at the Biltmore Cabaret on Thursday. I think doors open at 8. So that should be really good. And I think that's going to be my last local show before I head home for the summer. So it should be pretty cool. Also on Thursday, if you're kind of more leaning towards something else, you can check out the Courtneys, Watermelon, and Dead Soft at the Media Club. That's also this Thursday, and that's, I think, the doors open at 9. Bands are on at 10, I'm pretty sure. Obviously, the Courtneys are a really rad local band. Three-girl rock band, just really cool. And they're heading out on a North American tour, so this is kind of the kickstart and last local show that they'll do for a while. So if you do like the Courtneys, go check them out before they're out of the city for a while. And then some other stuff happening. On Wednesday, you can check out Mormon Cross's N213's Group Vision, Tough Age, as well as Heavy Chains at the Rainbow Connection. And then on Thursday, if you are not interested in either of those shows that I've already talked about, I don't know why you wouldn't, you can check out Howler at the Cobalt, or White Lies and Frankie Rose at Venue. And then this coming Saturday, you can check out Lunch, Sex Church, Cowards, and Underpass at the Rainbow Connection. Or you can check out Fuck the Facts and Ritual Dictates at the Electric Owl. So lots of local stuff happening. Always good to check it out. I hope that you enjoy some local music and go see some cool shows. Coming up next, we're going to listen to a very, very interesting and unique individual. She's really rad, and she just came out with a brand new album as well, of course, this year, self-titled. And her name is St. Vincent out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And this is the song Digital Witness. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Goodbye to your seat. Thank you.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Some
Hi, welcome back, everyone. So we were listening to some cool stuff. The first band there was a lovely lady named St. Vincent, and that was her song Digital Witness off of her new album St. Vincent. And to be honest, I haven't listened to her a bunch, but I'm getting more into her recently, and like her, this album is fantastic. It's so beautiful. And I have a couple friends that are really, really into her. And so, yeah, I've kind of listened to her through friends and stuff, and she's really great. So, yeah, I'm sure you've heard about her, but she's really good. And then after that, we were just listening to a band out of Philadelphia, and they're called The War on Drugs. And that was their brand new album, Lost in the Dream, and that was the song Red Eyes. And they're so cool. Really great band. And I think I'm just going to power through here because I'm getting pretty sleepy, and I need to sleep in my own bed for once. So I'm going to look forward to that. And anyway, we're just going to push through and listen to some really rad music. And coming up next, we're going to listen to a girl who goes by EMA. Her name is Erica M. Anderson, but her stage name is EMA, and she's really beautiful and has an incredible voice, so it's gonna be a good time. Let's listen. And this is her song 3 Jane off of her new album, The Future's Void. And you're listening to CITR. Thank you.
Get your midweek Roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of Roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
I'm not telling you all I'm going through.
Alrighty, alrighty. So we were listening to EMA with her song Three Jane, and that was off of her new album, The Future's Void. And she's from South Dakota, which is pretty random. I haven't heard of a lot of artists from there, but it's pretty rad. Beautiful voice. And just now we're listening to a band called Cloud Nothings, and that was off of their new album, Here and Nowhere Else. And the song was I'm Not Part of Me. And they're from Cleveland, Ohio. Pretty cool. So yeah, I guess I'm fading pretty fast, but I hope everyone's enjoying these this new music. If you didn't catch it earlier, all of these bands that I've been playing have released brand new albums this year. So all of the albums, all of the songs that you're listening to have been released this year, which is pretty cool. Lots of good music happening these days. So coming up next, and I guess we'll just end the show here. We're going to listen to a song by the band Hunting. Oh, there it is. And yeah, they're a local band here out of Vancouver, and the song is Everything Will Be Okay. And then after that, I'm going to play a song by a Hamilton, Ontario band. And they're called Dark Mean, and the song is High Heaven, and it's off of their new album, Samuel the Phoenix. So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed these tunes. I hope you've enjoyed all the rest of the tunes. Go see some local shows. Good luck with the studying, and I'll catch you next week. I hope everyone has a great night, and thanks for tuning in. Thank you.
Sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire. So
you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah.
Situation.
You know I'm not telling.
When I say that I mean, I know every single thing that I said.